views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show today. We have a special show today that we are going to really focus on what we can be thankful for in our life. I mean, yes, we have Thanksgiving coming up next week here in the States. But it's more than that. You want to implement that, you know, every day in your life. Today, I want to talk about the gratitude and healing connection. And there's very much a healing connection to that. The frequency of gratitude lifts you in an amazing way. And we can always find something. I have seen stories where people were in what we would consider the most destitute situations. I even saw a story about a woman from back in the day in the Nazi prison camps, and she laughed every day. So, you know, it really puts it in perspective. And on that note, I want to put a big shout out to our friends and listeners and everyone out there in Buffalo, New York. My goodness, you have a little bit of snow out there, and bless your hearts, because I have been in that environment before and it was a little much for me. And I just want to say you are my snow heroes for having to put up with that much snow, because I say to you, when there's nothing else to do, climb to the top of that snow mound and make snow angels. God bless you all out there, because that's a storm that I have really seen a pile of snow on in those pictures. So a big shout out to Buffalo, New York, while they're digging themselves out over there. And I know the North people up in the North, they're used to this, and that's part of their lives, but this was a pretty big snowstorm over there. Now, I'm having gratitude that I'm personally not there right now, because that's just a lot of snow. And if you're not used to that, that is a lot. So, you know, let's love our neighbors up there while they're putting up with that. We put up with other things down here in the South. Now, gratitude is a big deal. I mean, it really, truly is. Gratitude is something that brings you back home. It brings you back to where you're actually in a reality check. You're bringing it back to the real deal, the trueness of everything in life. That's why I wanted to talk about this. I mean, when we go through a spiritual awakening, we have things that shift, big things, and it can feel like your world just got flipped upside down. You don't know which end is what, you know, you're like, whoa, everything's just different. It's not the same. Exactly. That's exactly what it feels like, because it needs to shift it up. Because most of the time before you go through that type of awakening where your soul nudges you into this quest that you just have to do, you are at this place where you it's kind of like you had blinders on. You thought it was a certain way, and you were, you know, okay, this is it. This is life. This is what we do every day. And then we do it again tomorrow. And then this thing happens where our soul decides to shake it up, because you didn't come here to just settle into that. You came here to learn and grow on a soul level. And we're talking spiritual perspective here, because really that's what causes that unrest, that unsettledness where you've got to change it up. You've got to do something else. You know, something is not quite the way it should be, or it needs to change. You know, there's more. You just feel it. You just know it. You just experience it. So gratitude comes in because you'll start to see things differently. You'll start to feel, you know, wow, I never saw, you know, how much my parents did. I sure gave them a hard time when I was younger, things like that. Or, you know, and we do grow. We do grow. Everybody grows as they grow older. That's natural. An awakening really catapults you in there, and it's much faster. For those that are on that quest to connect at a deeper level, you will really, really feel that. I know that I've gone through a few of those, and I wouldn't take it back or do it any different. And boy, while I was going through them, they sure felt challenging. But you know what? I wouldn't change it. I would not change it. And it helps each time another one comes up, like, okay, you know what this feels like. You know, it strengthens your faith. You'll go into a faith level that it's just, okay, you've done this before. You felt this. You know not to worry. You know not to be concerned about what you can't see. You're just going to go with this, and you're going to allow it to show you something new. And as you go through it and you evolve through it and you find your way through that journey, you're better than you ever were before, and you know it. And you know it deep inside. Nobody can tell you that. You know where you are deep inside. Now, we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot of gratitude, and everybody has different things they can find to be thankful for. Now, I have so many things around me, but you know, when you're having those days where you just feel out of sorts, that is the quickest way to bring your frequency back up to align back into your path. I find that it's the fastest way to get there. Yes, it's like, talk about that happiness and all that. But when you are really feeling out of sorts, and it's a human thing that happens, we're going to feel that way. We have emotions. We go all over the place, up and down. Stop dead in your tracks and go, you know, yes, my day is a little crazy. Things don't seem to be lining up the way I expected. But what can I be thankful for? And find something immediately in your vicinity. Find something, anything. Anything at all. If you have a pain in the left shoulder, be thankful the right one doesn't hurt. I mean, you can get very creative with this. It's pretty amazing. And once you do that, take little steps, you're going to start to find that it shifts everything. We're going to go into the different parts of life where this really does connect you into true healing. What is true healing? That is part of that awakening and that awareness. Because once that kicks in, the whole of life lights up. You know what real love is, divine love. You know that the peacefulness starts to settle in, things like that. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to put the line, we're going to open the lines up. We want to put the lines out there. If you want to call in and share what a gratitude moment is for you, something very special to you, we have those lines open if you want to call and share your gratitude. This is a joining together that I would like to do for our human family today. And we're going to do a Thanksgiving healing, energy healing, love and gratitude meditation later in the show. It'll always be available on archive if you happen to be in the car. That way, you know, you can go grab the archive and you can listen to the meditation that way. But I want us to put our energies together today and put out that positive vibe that we need right now. We always could find a place to send love. We can always receive it. And part of sending is the receiving part. We don't want to forget about the love that we need personally as well. Because what you have in your heart is what you send out to the world. So we are going to do that today. I feel it's much needed. There's so much going on out there. So why not counter it with something good, something positive, something energetic that doesn't cost anybody anything. It's just pure, beautiful love. That is the healing thing right there. So stay with us. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to go into the different aspects of how the gratitude and healing connection is ascending with you in your soul journey as you awaken spiritually. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you'd like to call in and share your gratitude moment, it's 1-800-930-2819. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
And we are back. Wow, Brian, these are song choices, amazing song choices today. Refreshing to hear some of these tunes we haven't heard in a while.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you.
Yeah, he's great with the music. And, you know, if you're just tuning in, we are really digging into the gratitude and healing connection. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, this is the Jen Royster Show. And we are the gratitude healing connection is very, very powerful. It is connecting. What it is the connection to true healing. And there's many ways to connect to true healing, but gratitude is a major part of it. It is part of when love starts to really flow into your heart. You're allowing it in because you're starting to appreciate things in a different way. Big deal. It's a really big deal here. Let's go through five aspects of it, okay? Number one, you start to shift your capacity for love. You start to open up and you love things. You're tolerant. You have that compassion. You start to find a way to love and send love in different ways that you couldn't do before. Things you couldn't tolerate or things that you may have, you know, had a judgment about or whatever it was, any little thing. You start to see things very differently, like, wow, you appreciate a plant or a tree or someone else that maybe you didn't before. And you also, and this is a big one, you appreciate the challenges, the challenging people. That does include the challenging people, yes. And just the different things that make you who you are today, that make you grow, that really put you on that path. For those that have been to the website or follow the social medias and the things that I put out about the show, that's why I chose the Albert Einstein quote that I did. Very powerful. It fit right into the show today. For those that have not seen it, it states, "I am thankful to all those who said no." Again, I am thankful to all those who said no. It's because of them I did it myself. And that was an Albert Einstein quote. Now, think about that. Wow. Right? Remember back when you got the no or whatever it was you were stumbling on and, you know, you may have had the anger and frustration and, oh, why are they doing that to me? And then you found your way through that. And now you come to that place, it's connected and tied right into forgiveness. You come into that place where, wow, if I hadn't gone through that, I wouldn't have grown and learned what I have today. So then you come to this place where you're saying, thank you. Thank you for what, you know, your place in my journey. Thank you for what, you know, I've experienced. Those are the teachers, the challenging ones, but they can be some of the greatest teachers, as we always know. And because you know what, I mean, think about it. You always go right to, this place of, whoa, let me pay more attention when something challenges you. When it's going smooth and everything's fine, you know, you're just going, you know, it's flowing, but we're learning and it's taking us out of that comfort zone. Remember, we're growing into something new and emerging into something we are not as familiar with when we're out of the comfort zone. So instead of struggling and resisting the comfort zone, or the out of the comfort zone, like that discomfort part, we call it that blank canvas here on the show sometimes, you know, that place where I don't know what the next step is. I just know there's one that I need to take, but I have no idea what it is. Oh, I know you all are knowing what I'm talking about with that one. Oh, absolutely. I know you do. I can feel you out there. I always do. And, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You're going to learn to appreciate and love those things that frustrated you before. That's how you're going to know you're growing in that. And then you're going to be saying thank you for that. You're going to know you've hit a milestone when you do that, when you feel that experience. That's number one. Number two, with that perspective shifting. What do I mean by that? You may start to have a change of heart in beliefs. What was, you know, what the way you had your life laid out, the way was right for you, you know, it's going to shift and change. You're going to have a different perspective on, well, you know, I think I need to do it differently. Or you just know that it's the right thing to do to shift it. And it may be a big shift where that causes a little bit of out of the comfort zone, because you know, it needs to shift, but it's big. It's a big shift. Like it might be, yeah, I mean, gosh, for some people, it's a political belief shift. For some people, it's, you know, where, you know what they eat or or how, you know, going from that organic, you know, doing that with the different clean eating, things like that, that's a big shift that more and more people are starting to do. But when you're first coming into this, you're like, wow, we always grew up with it this way. Now my perspective has shifted and I don't want all those pesticides in my home anymore, things like that. So you start to learn and you start, wow, I didn't know it was like this or that. You start growing. These are just examples I'm giving. And everybody, you'll have your own that you're going to feel that with. But perspective shifts. It may be, you know, your daily life, you know, your list of virtues, your values, you know, what's important. Another perspective shift is big in that is, what does your priority list look like? Is it in balance? Do you not leave enough time for a family? You're going to start feeling different with that. You're going to feel like, I don't want it to just be all work, no play, and vice versa. You're going to want to feel that shift in that. Following that one step at a time is what I highly recommend to people, because it can be very overwhelming when you're a very, very busy person and you're driven. And then you have to, you feel that it's at a place where you have to shift up. You have to change it. You know, take it one day at a time and ask every morning, what would be the best focus for me today, for the best and highest outcome for my journey, my dreams to balance my life, whatever your goal is. Just ask one day at a time versus trying to look all the way down, you know, the bunny trail to the end of the year or next year and, you know, getting all caught up in all of that, because you've got to do one step at a time right now to get there. So you're going to be more productive doing that. Another big one is the peacefulness that comes to your mind, because as you're growing, learning, shifting, having more capacity to love things and appreciate, your mind starts to become more peaceful instead of frustrated and angry. And that feels good. Think about it. That feels so good. That feels so good to have peacefulness in your mind, to relax into things, to let things go that need to be released, to allow new things in and be okay with not knowing everything. Be okay with not knowing it perfectly. It's perfect that you're actually allowing yourself to learn something new. And when you're growing and learning, it's like vitality. It's learning really stimulates life moving forward. So look at that in a big perspective. When you zoom out and look at like the whole world and all the shifts and changes, whoa. And you'll see the escalation of the resistances and different things like that at different levels. It's putting it into an energetic perspective is what I'm doing here. Looking at the picture from at a, you know, further back. But when you go working on you and not so much what somebody else is doing, your mind is going to ease into that peaceful state. You'll enjoy sitting and being quiet and tuning into your breath and having a 5-minute meditation of just being okay with just sitting for 5 minutes. Sometimes that's the best thing in the world, is just to be okay with that. It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Gratitude comes in many, many forms. Gratitude of what we have physically, what we have spiritually, what we have mentally, what we have financially. You know, we have so many things we can be in gratitude for. If you feel like you're in a place, or you know people that are in a place that feel there is no hope, you're looking for that one small thing that's simple and you latch onto it. You just say, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, anything. I'm thankful that, you know, I have a place to live. I'm thankful that I have something that I can give someone that's hungry. Or I'm thankful that my dog is always there for me. Whatever it is. I mean, we can get as small or as big as we want here, because every situation is different. But I truly believe with all of my heart that there is always hope no matter what. But when we are so focused on what's wrong, we're not giving any room for the hope to come in. We want to bring the hope in and allow it to have some space in this environment here. The more that we focus on that hope and that positive option, like there's always a solution, and we ask for that to come in, it will be there. You'll see it. And we have a few more. We have a couple of more of the five different phases of the gratitude and healing connection. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on. The show is very much about healing, thanksgiving, gratitude, all connected. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break. Na, 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 na.
The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is the gratitude and healing connection. And we're walking through how the awakening and the spiritual awareness within your own journey awakens you to true healing. Gratitude is a big catalyst in that, because when you start to appreciate and have thankfulness for the smallest things, it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be the smallest of things. You are shifting into what true healing is about, and it lifts your frequency in many ways that you will start to see. Now, we went through three of them. We went through the capacity to love another in a deeper way, to appreciate and, have more capacity and compassion for loving things in a different way throughout the world, plants, animals, other people, all of it. Having that, it's kind of a tolerance, but it's really a divine love we're talking about there. And it comes in different levels, and you'll just know. And another thing that shifted was the perspective that you have on things. You have a different perspective. You see things differently. As we grow from children to an adult, we change our perspective about something. We see, oh, that's why mom wouldn't let us do that. You know, that makes sense now, that kind of thing. And the other one was peaceful mind, that peacefulness that starts to settle into your mind, which is a beautiful thing. A peaceful mind is what anybody would go, oh, yeah, peaceful mind, without all that overthinking and overanalyzing and worrying and fretting and all that. The peacefulness sets in because you know you're okay, because you are connected into the true healing. Your spirit, your soul is ascending into a place that isn't afraid of everything anymore. That's nice too. Now, another one is your emotions will shift. The emotions will kick right in. The emotions will have more positive and happier aspects versus the fear, the worry, the just going into the frustration, you know, all the other things that just cause all the problems in life. You'll also really find that you'll shift from what you want to listen to or what you want to watch on television or what you want to fill your mind with. You'll find that you want to read different types of books even. You'll have different tastes for a lot of things. It will even change your diet on the physical level. And you see how that trickles down? And as that trickles down, it trickles down into the physical body. You start to take care of your body differently. Your body becomes healthier because you love yourself enough and you've allowed that love to come in to where you want to make those changes. And they're not hard to do when you come through this way. You're appreciating, well, you know, I have a choice that I can shift this up right now. I don't have to stay in this misery. I really don't. It's a process. It's a process. And it happens. It kind of gradually comes over. And you are completely reborn, renewed in a different way. And when you go through that process, and one day at a time, like I said, don't overwhelm yourself. Because it's not about being perfect at it. It's about allowing it in, and allowing yourself to smile and appreciate someone else, something else. Allowing yourself to not feel that something is always being taken from you, but that you could give something to someone else, that you could give them what they need in that time. And everybody needs something different. When you start to shift that way, you are connecting gratitude into your healing, and you're feeling what true healing is. You are shifting your entire essence, your energy, your outlook on life. You have an appreciation for so many things, and you want to give someone something else. You want to return that out there and pay it forward. So at this time, I would love for you to think about what you have as you're listening to the show. What in your immediate area, looking around in a room, your car, you know, the road, whatever, what can you be thankful for? You know, what can you be thankful for in this moment? Start with the one thing And then you'll find that something else will pop into your mind, something else, something else. And I want to get you into that vibe. I want you to continue in that vibe while we're going through the show, because it's going to really set you up for an incredible energy healing meditation that we're going to be doing here in just a bit. Right after the next break, we're going to do it in the last segment of the show. That gives everybody a few minutes to gear up, put their energy and their thoughts into the gratitude vibe. And that's what we're doing, because energy is your thoughts. So we want to put them there. And then as you're making your list mentally, you can write them down if you are in a place and you can do that. Obviously, those in the car driving around, you're not going to be able to do that. That's okay. You've got them in your mind. That's fine. But think about someone that could be lifted. I want you to add that to your list. Who do you know that could be lifted in this meditation we're getting ready to do? Who could be lifted in the energy that we're all compiling and joining in together on? Yeah, is there someone out there you know that could use a lift? And it, you know, we know it is praying, and we're not going to force anything onto somebody that doesn't want it, but we can certainly put it out there and they can accept it or not. But we want to think about those people in love and gratitude for who they are, because everyone, even when they're on the down and outs, they have a beautiful spark inside. They really do. They just, maybe they forgot about it or they're having trouble reconnecting to it. But that's what hope is. And that's where we lift one another. And remember when you were in that once, remember when maybe someone else did that for you. So this is what we want to focus on right now. The energy gears up. We gear up individually with our list we're making. We're thinking of other people that could use some lifting, or maybe a situation. Maybe there's a situation that you feel could use some prayer, some love. The leaders of your groups, your institutions, your governments, any of that, they can all, you know, use support. Whether we're agreeing or not, that's a whole different thing. But we can lift for the highest and best of humanity. This is powerful. And for all of those that feel like there's nothing you can do about what's going on out there, let me tell you what I do every morning. This is what I do. When I, a long time ago, I used to, I really didn't watch much news because it was sensitive to me. It would upset me so much. But now I'm in a place that I do. I look at it. I know what's going on out there because I want to know what to pray for. I want to know what to lift and love. I want to know where to send it. I want to know where it's dark in the world so I can send it. So I'm saying that to you. I'm challenging everyone. You know, don't immerse yourself into all of that if it's taking you over and overwhelming you or causing you to go into a negative place. But when you can, or when you can do a little bit, or if something pops up that does do that to you, that is exactly where you need to shine light and love. When I started doing that, it was huge for me personally. It's not being connected to it. I felt like I'm not hopeless. I'm being shown where the love and the light needs to go. So that's what I'm going to do. That's not hopeless. That's empowering. And that's doing something about it. Now I'm being proactive with that. So there's, everybody has a role. I mean, I may not be physically involved in everything. There's no way one person could be physically involved in everything, but I can certainly pray for the people that are. I can certainly send them positive love and energy and support and lift them and with intention have that energy go to them where they can do their best. That's what we're talking about. And we don't want to forget that you want to be able to receive that too. You want to bring that in yourself as well. So when we go into the meditation, which we're going to do here in a bit, we're getting ready to go to break. You're going to be thinking about that as well. You're going to be thinking about, I want to let it in. So you have your list of gratitude. the people that you want to uplift or situations, and about receiving it in. So on that note, think about that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to do a Thanksgiving gratitude and healing meditation. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
We've already said
the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We have been talking about the gratitude and healing connection, and we're going to do a healing Thanksgiving gratitude meditation in this segment of the show. And before we went to break, we were listing out, so in your thoughts, if you're just tuned in, we're thinking about what we are thankful for, what we can appreciate right in our vicinity. We're also thinking about others that could use some uplifting, some hope, some encouragement, something where they don't feel like all is lost, or a situation or an event, something like that. And we also want to allow us ourselves to receive it back. So those are the three things. Now, if you're driving, please listen to this on the archive. So, you know, you're going to be safe out there. But for everyone else, if you're in a good position where you can close your eyes and let's do this. Just gently breathe. Gently breathe. Appreciate that you have breath that comes in and out. Your breath is your life force. And it's who you are. It's you. You're here. It connects you spiritually. It relaxes your body. It's very natural. Just nice breath in and out. Just focus and really be aware and appreciate this beautiful life force that breathes in and out of your body. And with that, you say, thank you. Thank you that I am here. I have this opportunity to live and grow. And I have the opportunity to receive love. This is what you're saying to yourself. And I have the opportunity now to send love. And as we're breathing, take a deeper breath in all the way down to the belly. Just really take in life. Embrace life. Because bringing the breath into your body is accepting and receiving life. Releasing it just slowly, gently. We're releasing the fear, the anxiety, all the things that cause us to be distressed on a daily basis. It just flows out and floats away. Let it go. Beautiful peacefulness. And with intention, on the next breath, we're going to take in and say to ourselves, I am thankful. I'm embracing this opportunity of thankfulness and gratitude. I am thankful. I am thankful for who I am. I love who I am. And release out anything that causes you to doubt yourself, doubt who you are, things that you know deep down inside, that's not who you are. You are a pure divine spark. We're going to connect to that. So releasing out all those negative things that aren't so true. Because true healing isn't going to be anything about that. So another breath coming in, deep breath. I am thankful for all those that have helped me grow. Releasing any anxiety, frustration, anger that you had to go through a challenge. Say thank you that you grew through that. You're wiser, stronger, and you're more than you thought you were now. A lot more. Another deep breath. Another deep breath. Breathing. Breathing in life. Accepting life. Accepting the love and the divine that wants to flow into you. And I want you to focus deep within your center and look for that light that's deep within you. It may look like a tiny little pin of light. It might look really small, like a star far away in the sky. Focus your breath connecting to that. And as you're breathing in that life force, connecting to who you really are, allow it to expand in all directions. Allow it to grow bigger as it's coming closer to you, like a star that would be coming closer. Let it expand. Let it open up. Warm your heart. Allow it to completely expand and consume all of you because it's love. Yes, this is something you can be indulgent in. Divine love. Very good. It's unlimited. You can have as much as you want. Take it in. Let it fill every aspect that feels dark, sad. And as we're thinking about those loved ones or people that need uplifting or out there in the whole world that needs love, light, in the dark places, the sad, the frightening, we're going to burst this out like a star with light. Let it expand and connect to someone else. Just send it. Just send that love out. I'm sending it out to you right now. I'm sending it to all of the world. Let's light this world up in love. Let's light it up in love. Not pain. That's not light. That's not light. That's dark. Let's light it up. Let's love one another in this type of energy that we can connect to deep within ourselves. Let it expand, filling our whole entire being into our energy field, and then allowing it to just connect and be out there. Let it radiate. You don't have to force it on anybody. You're making it accessible and available while still protecting your own self. You're not going to let anything in that's negative and toxic because you're shining so bright. It doesn't want to be around that. Now, as you walk down a city sidewalk, you're radiating in a way that as you pass people, it's sending out love. It's lighting it up. It's allowing people to say, oh, that's a really wonderful person. Look at the smile on that person's face. You're lifting their day. And that in turn connects to them. That's a beautiful thing. So as we move forward, I want everyone to say, thank you. Thank you that I can receive love. Thank you that you can send it out. And let's make this world a better place by lighting it up in love, coming and radiating from you because you're taking care of yourself, acknowledging how amazing you are in all of it, and coming right out, exhaling all the toxic, opening your eyes, feeling refreshed, ready to go out there and live the best life ever because you have gratitude and you have true healing coming in and you're sending it out. I want to say thank you so much for being with me today. I want to send much love, blessings out to you. I do all the time. I appreciate you. Please come over and say hello. Check out the website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We love to hear from you. As always, I send love and gratitude to all my listeners. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
The Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.